Okay, just going through the tape, just finished up about 10 minutes ago with our coaching staff, so watched it with our offense, watched it with our defense, met with Mal. I've watched the special teams, but I have not yet gone through everything in detail with him. So I'll give you as much information as I can. Offensively, looking at, well, first of all, the whole game, just looking at, like I said last night, it stings. We just felt like as a team, we didn't play as efficiently and as precise as we'd like to in all situations. But there are certain situations that really stood out. I think, offensively, coming out in the first half, really struggled. I think the last two games now, 0 for 5 on third down the first half against Atlanta and 0 for 6 in third down versus Indy. So 0 for 11 on third downs in the last two games offensively, which that's a big area that we need to improve on. I think it's, we've been up and down a little bit in that area, but how much emphasis we put on red zone in the practice, I think we need to shift it to third down and really take a look at that and try to get some extra reps there in those situations because both sides of the ball need it. But, coming out of the first half, I think offensively, we just struggled moving the ball. And third downs was a big part of it. You go back and you look at some first down, efficiency, generally that's a good, you take a look at that to see how you're doing offensively. I thought there were some pass plays that were effective, but running the ball, a lot of 1 yard gains. And I think there was a series, at one point where they had it first and 10 on the 40 yard line with like 9 minutes left to go on the second quarter. It was our, I think, fifth series on offense. I think there's three plays right there that typify what happened offensively. We ran the ball, and it was a one-yard gain. And that's generally what took place when we ran the ball in the first half. We didn't get much going there. Then the second play was a drop ball. Blake threw it. I think it was to Julius. It was just off his fingertips. The timing wasn't just right. The accuracy wasn't just right. And we didn't complete the pass. And I think if you look at the passes that we threw, that's what took place. There were some chances for us to make some big plays, but it was either, would have been a great catch? Yes. Could have been a better throw? It was a catchable ball? Yes. It would have been a great catch. Could have been more accurate? Yes. And I think that timing issue we saw happen in the game. And then the third play of that series was a Blake scramble where he ran out of bounds at the 40-yard line. We failed to get any points. There was some pressure on Blake. The protection, it wasn't as consistent as we had hoped. And at times we had some guys open, but the protection flushed them. And although it lengthened the play, we didn't make plays off of it. So I think those three plays really typify what took place in the first half. Didn't get the run game going as much as we wanted. The accuracy and the timing wasn't there as what we had hoped. And then the protection. The second half, we came out, and I thought we regrouped, big emphasis, taking a look at third downs, and really trying to run the ball better. And we did. Ran the ball better coming out in the second series, or the first series of the second half. Blake, I think, was like 7 for 9 or 8 for 9, something like that, in the first two series of the second half. The accuracy and timing was there. We got the interception by the defense, came back and scored in two series, and got the game tied up 17-17. And then the fourth quarter, we had some tough field position, but to come back, fumble, incomplete, and then another fumble that we end up getting back, fortunately, to give us still a chance in the game. But there's two series there that we didn't do very well in the fourth quarter, and then obviously the two-minute drive, where I think that combination of some accuracy, made some good throws, but then some timing, the play to Hearns, that was a critical play in the game. So that's offensively. Defensively, they came out a very good running team. I think we addressed it. Looking at their history and what they did, they tried to establish the run game early in the game. We played accordingly. Our guys, I think, had the mindset not to let their run game get going. They did a good job mixing it up. Did some over routes, did some bootlegs. Very efficient. I think he was 6 for 6 in the first series. And they did a nice job keeping the play going. I thought the defense regrouped after that. Kind of talked about on the sideline, came out, had 2 3-and-outs, and then a 7-play, 19-yard drive. Did a good job, but then they had the long drive. But overall, on third down, pretty good defensively in the first half. Second half, although they only had 6 points, third down was a big issue. Big issue with our defense. In critical time, especially a couple drives, even though they got field goals, you can, like I said, 6 points in the second half, did a pretty good job against an explosive team. We need to get off the field and get the offensive ball more opportunities, and we didn't do that. Really struggled on third down in the second half. So I'll leave it open to questions.
Different schedule for the players today?
Yeah, that was decided last week. We already set that up with the players to give them more time with the training room, and we had some meetings that we wanted to go through and give us a chance to evaluate personnel, and then we'll meet with them.
Do you think about switching that up after a loss? You need to look at a lot of things with the players?
No, like I said, it was already predetermined with the players. We knew that we were going to do this. Last week, they didn't have to come in. This week we wanted them to come in and do some extra work with our training room, for soft tissue things. So more of a recommendation through our training staff and strength staff.
When you were struggling early down to the run game, why weren't there any personnel changes? Was it just you felt like Denard could?
Yeah, I think it was we felt like Denard has shown some things, especially last week. And, sometimes with the run game, you are going to have 1 yard gains and 2 yard gains, but you stick to it enough and with the hopes of getting a 13 and a 14. So now their run front, the way their defense is designed, heavy 8-man front. So that's what they're designed to do, is play very good against the run. So we knew it was going to be a challenge, but we just thought we could be more effective.
You looked at what failures defensively led to them having such success in the second half on third down.
I thought now this team was ranked, third in the league in third down, so we knew they were very good. The first half we came out, we got some pressure, made some plays. I thought in the second half it was a combination of things. Some, there was execution. And it's really intriguing to me in that we had a couple of them were the same calls and the same formations, and we just didn't execute it the same. And so it's the discipline part. We've got to execute the assignment, execute that defense is called. So that was some, and then we just didn't make plays. We had an opportunity, whether it was just through technique, and it comes back to just footwork when you're playing a corner. Instead of a 6-inch step, it was an 8-inch step, and it got you a little bit out of whack, and you didn't get your hands up like you did, in previous times. Some of those things are coming back, so it's the consistency. We lost leverage on a couple of our coverages, too. Had them in third and long situations, and we just lost leverage. So I think the overall execution, the pressure, we had one sack. I think it was like 9 or 10 hurries and knockdowns combined, which we need more.
You mentioned the technique. Were your guys lined up right and they floated out of position?
Yeah, they were lined up right and just didn't execute the call. I don't know if you would look at it, when you're watching tape for you to say, oh, but for us, when we're looking at the detailed things, the things that they got to do, just didn't, do the whole technique completely right.
Game 14, how inexcusable is that?
Well, there's going to be some, technique things. One of our players is he'll grow through it. I think, like a guy like Nick Marshall did some good things on tape, but some of the situational football, we just got to speed him up on.
Did they do a pretty good job handling when you guys blitzed?
I thought they did a pretty good job. We were effective in getting pressure. It called for tight coverage, and they're talented. Talented quarterback. Julio's talented. Roddy's talented. So we knew that they were going to make some of the plays. Obviously, with the third down percentage as high as it's been for them over the course of the year, but we'd like to have more.
Interception came off deflection, I think, Audrick.
Yeah.
How effective of a tool can that be when the pass rush, isn't being as disruptive as you'd like?
Well, we did bat some balls down. We got some. I know Branch had one and Audrick had one. I think we had one more. So, getting your hands up on some of them, especially the interior guys. Now, Audrick, he was coming off the edge and got his hands up. So if we see the long arm and if it's a quick three-step type game or quick game, a D lineman should do that.
On film in situations where
they should feel it. If it's a quick game type mentality or a quick game drop, it's one of the things defense alignment will do is get their hands up.
Is that an advantage this week with Breeze? Size is obviously, he's a shorter guy. You feel like, maybe we can do some more of that?
Yeah, I know he takes some shots too. I haven't watched, a lot on him yet, but know him through his history. They mix it up pretty good. So I think it's a general principle that you follow. Whatever game it is, if you see quick game, it's a general principle to get your hands up.
Well,
Was it a tough day for Joe Poole?
Yeah.
Was it a matchup thing?
No, I think that, you know, he's been performing pretty well. You know, and this game, there are some challenges. You know, it wasn't just him. There were some other guys, you know, with our protection, with the running backs and on the edge. So, yeah, I think that, you know, I can't sit here and say he had a great game. You know, he gave up some pressures. But, you know, I think he'll respond. You know, he's been playing pretty consistently. And he showed flashes again yesterday, but there was a couple that were pretty evident.
You said you haven't watched Breeze yet, but just you obviously have, you know, you have some experience going up against him. How difficult is that matchup for you guys? You know, when the rush is struggling to get there, and you know you're having trouble against these kind of pocket guys. Like
right. Well, he's you know very efficient. You know, like I said, I think he mixes it up well. He'll get some movement passes, but he stays in the pocket. He does a good job with his eyes. And, you know, they'll take what the defense gives them. I think they're very scheme-orientated. So they'll look at what you're doing defensively and try to attack the scheme. And then, you know, the ability to take shots.
What's your opinion of Sean Payton as an offensive mind?
Very good. Very, very good. Extremely good play caller, offensive-minded coach. You know, I think he tries to attack teams' weaknesses and looks for matchups.
2 games ago, how do you challenge these guys? I mean, it's a long shot that you're alive, sure. But how do you challenge them?
Well, I think when you watch the tape and you see some things, you know, and I think they'll look at it and say, hey, these are areas that we need to improve on. And it seems like, well, that's every week. Well, yeah, but it's pretty evident, and it cost us an opportunity this week where we felt going into it with the week, the way we practiced and prepared, we felt pretty good going in this game. We felt like their running game would be a challenge, and I thought we did a pretty good job defensively against it. So, you know, they're going to want to know why, what happened, what took place, and how can we improve it. And that's how this team has always handled it. And, you know, I think they want to get it corrected as fast as possible.
San Diego, 6-game losing streak, one here. Atlanta, same thing. Tampa and Tennessee had one on their home field. Do you feel like you let you kept those teams in games?
Well, it's the NFL now, you know. So, you know, teams, regardless of record, I mean, there's talented players on the field. So, every opportunity you play a team, you don't know what's going to happen. I think what's for us is looking at as missed opportunities is we didn't play as well as we could have. You know, there was some consistency things. Now they're going to make plays too, and those things happen in games. But I think that you know, and at critical times, making plays. We just haven't done enough of that during the season to give, you know, put us in really good situations.
Take us through the interception at the end of the half there, where Blake threw it in tight coverage there instead of a quick slant.
Sure. Well, there's a couple things. I don't think it was it wasn't a recognition of what they were in. It wasn't like they disguised and created confusion that way. We had a play called that called for some execution things on the perimeter. And we didn't execute it correctly, which allowed their buzz defender to get over the top. Now, in that situation with the coverage they did, Blake, that's a possibility if we get it executed right to go to that particular receiver. It wasn't executed. In that situation with 14 seconds, we should get at least 3 plays run. So in that situation, throw it away and let's live to fight another play. Also in that situation, he could look backside. You know, there's a possibility of looking backside with a one-on-one. So there was multiple things that we could have done. You know, Blake just felt like at that time that he could get it in there. We didn't execute with the receivers quite like we wanted to. And it was a misread. And I think the learning part of that situation is that hey, there's more plays. We've got a couple more plays here. If it's not there, we appreciate your competitiveness and wanting to make a play in that situation. But you know, if we have to throw it away, we have to throw it away. So he'll learn from that.
Do you wonder sometimes if you're beyond that with some of those things because of the way he's playing coming in, kind of like
well, I don't know. You know, I saw some plays yesterday. You know, in critical times where a quarterback throws interception and they're veterans. And so I don't think you ever assume it. I don't think you say, all right, he's at year 2, those things are gone. But, you know, it's a challenging deal in the league, and people give you different looks and different things, and you got to make decisions in split seconds. And, you know, so will it ever happen again? you know, with his career, I'm sure it will. But I think it's a good learning situation for him. And it was a critical play, right? I mean, we talked about last week how Andre Branch's sack cause fumble return for a touchdown may have changed the outcome of the game. And, you know, this play right there is a critical play. I'm thankful that he got him down and tackled him because it gave us an opportunity. But, you know, those decisions he wished he had back. But I think it goes on the execution up front too, or with the, on the perimeter. You know, we need better execution.
Michael Bennett had a lot of snaps. Had he been looking good in practice to earn those?
Yeah, you know what? I think that he's doing a pretty good job up front. You know, I think versus the run, we wanted to see him. I know that it's been a little bit inconsistent, but we felt like he could give us a little bit of rush. He's been doing pretty good in his in our pass rush drills.
So how did he do?
He did pretty good, you know, against the run. I was pleased with, you know, that performance.
What about the pass rush?
Well, we had one sack, you know. We didn't have enough hurries and knockdowns, so... You know, can always improve there.
Can you get a lot of snaps?
Yeah, I think you should see him playing more. Yeah.
How impressive was his game yesterday, considering what he went through?
Right. You know, he did. He made a lot of plays, and very pleased. You know, but don't want to come to expect it, but it's not surprising how well he played. I felt like he was really on it with the game plan and the execution of it. So I think that for him, getting off blocks, he going into the game, he didn't know how that would quite work out, but he performed pretty well.
No Yeldon, you have to use Denard more, obviously. Did your trust level change based on, you know, putting the ball on the ground a couple of times?
Well, you know, I looked at, you know, one was a handoff. I mean, that was, you know, you can't have that. The other one, the nose guard did a good job, you know, made a slant, came around and knocked the ball out of his hands right when he got the handoff. So we got to do better up front in protecting the slants. But, you know, we got to secure the ball. But, yeah, at the time, I mean, when we're there and we have a fumble, incomplete, a fumble, and then we come back and get another fumble, I mean, it's unacceptable.
Nick's kick return. He said there was a miscommunication. What did you see? What did you hear?
Yeah, you know what? With a certain amount of hang time, you know, I think the returners know if it's a high hang time and it's kicked so far deep in the end zone, not to bring it out. But, you know, we had a new guy back there with him, and the communication just didn't take place like we had hoped. I think he felt like the hang time and, you know, gave us a chance, and it's just miscommunication.
Overall, how do you think he handled the second game at corner, or at nickel coverage?
You know what? I think that the consistency is what we're looking at right now. I think he's got some really good traits. He's got a really good skill set. But he's got to learn fast now. He's got to learn fast. And I think he does. He's a quick learner. But all these experiences he's having, he's got to add them up real quick to get to where it's really consistent play. You know, so that's the challenge with him. But really like his skill set.
What's the challenge of closing the season with two road games?
Well, you know, right now it's this road game that we've got coming up. And I think the challenge is that for this team to learn from what took place and, you know, take these lessons. And, you know, right now all that's on my mind is how are we going to start faster? How are we going to take care of third downs and get that to be a non-issue and to where we're consistently playing at a high level? And that's the areas that we really need to attack now, tighter coverage in the secondary and with our underneath coverage. So that part is what all of our efforts is on.
Hey, Gus, this year at this time, I think Blake said his arm starts to feel really tired. Have you noticed anything or any that's happening this year?
No. Yeah, I think that his routine and how he has it set up has been very good. I just talked to him last week about it. He said it felt great. So I think that part of it, just the routine, you'll see him. I mean, if he's going to go throw hard 10, you know, like we do on Saturday, he goes through the whole routine and his warm-up. So he's really strict. He's really disciplined on it. And I know it's helped him.
Having worked with Brandon Browner in Seattle, what challenges does he give you guys?
He's very physical at the line of scrimmage. Like I said, I haven't seen him much this year, but I'm anticipating his style hasn't changed. Very physical at the line of scrimmage, very tall, very, you know, tough at the line of scrimmage, and has a real strong competitive mindset.
But with that, are you surprised that he's getting penalized so frequently around?
No, I know that's, you know, with the style of play, sometimes those things come.
What about their running back situation for Sunday? No, apparently Denard has some kind of injury too.
Yeah,
a little thin there.
Right, we'll wait and see what happens. You know, You know, I think we'll find out more hopefully today, you know, after he goes and, you know, gets checked out by our trainer. So if it is something, you know, everything that I've been told is, you know, more positive, more arrow up. But, I mean, we'll wait and see till we find the information. If it,
I'm hopeful.
But we'll wait and see with the information. And if something happens, we'll adjust.
I think
you know, Joe's got some reps with us. He's been with us. So you see in the league where some guys will come in on a short notice and play and do some good things. So, you know, fortunately he's been in the system. You know, and Jones picked things up. We had a little bit of a package for him, although, you know, it was only for here for 2 days. So that's more challenging, but enough to where if an injury took place, he could have been efficient. So hopefully this week, you know, we can add to that.
Do you get to where you decide with Yeldon that it's just not going to happen for the rest of the year?
Well, I think...
this week and next week are legitimate hope, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's the part right now, just hearing from the trainers, and they're saying, hey, he made great progress last week. You know, I even went in and talked to him on Sunday and visited with him. So we're hoping that progress takes place this week and we can gain him for 2 weeks.
Saints offense under Payton and the Superdome, I mean, they've had some, you know, really big games. What is it about them playing at home that's been so effective, where they've been, you know, kind of able to rack up a lot of points, a lot of yards?
Well, they're very talented, and they're very, you know, he's a great quarterback, and he's got a great skill set around him. So when you have those things around you, and a team that has played together for a long time, Colson and him have been together for many years. So I think, you know, that part of it, they can establish a run game, but they're very rhythmic, you know, so if they get on a roll, you know, they usually use that momentum. And, you know, and I think generally, you know, without doing too much and just my memory, is they start fast. They do a good job getting up on teams.
Right into what you need to do better than
that. That's right. So it'll be great.
If you win the toss on Sunday, you going to take the ball?
I don't know yet. You know, we'll discuss that. You know, that's not a decision. I look at, you know, a lot of factors go into that. So I'll look at those factors and decide, you know. You challenge it now. You know, I look back and say, you know, if we had the ball, but I know with the score the way it was, to come out and have the ball in the second half and get two quick scores, you know, that's why you defer, to have that opportunity when you go in the locker room, if you are down, to have that opportunity to start with the ball in the second half. So, you know, that part was effective. You know, maybe it wouldn't have happened if we would have started with the ball. You know,
how do you start faster?
That's what you got to look at. I think it's third downs, Vito. I think third downs, when you're over, what, six on third down offensively, that doesn't help you, you know, start faster. So I think third downs is a big thing. It allows the drives to continue. The time of possession was way in their favor in the first half. And, you know, a lot of those things come back to third down.
So we practice last week.
You know, practice third down. Yeah, we'll have a little more emphasis on third down. Okay.